is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you would like. Dial in at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And actually, the main feature of the site allows you to control the content. You get to, if you find something online that you think's interesting, you just drop it in on our site as a show prep. You submit it as show prep. It shows up on the site, and then other listeners get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you put up there. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. And if we get a chance, Mark, you're going to tell us about a SWAT team called Against a Mother. Why? Yep.
Homeschooling.
Well, yeah, well, I know what that means here in a moment. But first, your phone calls. We go to Richard listening in Delaware to WGMD-FM. Hello, Richard.
Hi, how are you doing?
Just great.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Yesterday, I just received in the mail a coin from my brother. He lives out in Las Vegas, and the casinos mint coins, and it says on it $10. It's a solid silver 1 ounce piece. I've collected silver eagles from the mint for years, and this one even has an S mark on it, so it was produced in the San Francisco Mint, and they're legal. It says $10 U.S., and it's got the picture of a Mercedes-Benz on the one side. It's collectible, but it says right on it, $10. And so the things that the Liberty Coin people did are illegal because I don't understand any of this.
It's
really
crazy. For our listeners just tuning in, you're referring to the Liberty Dollar. Bernard von Nottis was on with us in the first hour talking about how he's facing 25 years in federal prison after being convicted by a jury in North Carolina of ostensibly counterfeiting U.S. currency, which, of course, is just absolutely laughable. Maybe what you're getting at there is that because you're saying that this casino coin was minted in an actual federal government mint. That's
what it looks like. I'm sorry. It has the S because, like, I collect coins, and I collect the the silver eagles, and there's the proof coins all come from the San Francisco Mint now, and it has the S mint mark, but this coin definitely has that S mint mark on it.
Well, maybe the idea is that if you have the gang, the criminal gang known as the federal government, mint your coins for you, then they're okay. But if you do it on your own, then it's a real problem.
I just don't understand how they can convict somebody of doing something that they're using, real silver, real
gold.
Welcome
to America, dude. I mean, there is no understanding this. It's just insanity. It is, if you want to understand it, you have to look at it from the perspective of the federal government. And the federal government sees anything that is a threat to its legitimacy as a criminal act. So if you do anything at all that undermines their legitimacy in the minds of the rest of the people in this country, whether that means telling the truth
from their perspective
or using some sort of alternative currency not paying taxes or whatever, anything that you do that threatens their legitimacy, they see it as a criminal act because, that's all that's important to them is that they can have this facade of legitimacy. It's one of the most critical aspects to government because it's their legitimacy that sets them apart in people's minds from other criminal gangs. Usually when you look around, if you're walking down the street and you see some tough-looking thugs, you might consider them perhaps gang members. But most Americans don't look at the police and consider them gang members. They don't look at the courts and consider them gang members. That's because they have legitimacy. They have essentially brainwashed Americans through their government-run schools into believing that the government is the gang that they need to have around. That they've been very, very careful to make sure that people don't see them as what they really are, and that is a criminal gang that's doing business at the point of a gun.
Well, that's what last summer we went on vacation to Niagara Falls, and we were going to Toronto. And we went into the train station at Niagara Falls where it goes over to Canada, and there was nothing but black SUVs and thugs thug-looking people, and they're supposedly Homeland Security people. But why are they worrying about us going to Canada?
Well, they're probably making sure folks don't try to escape.
Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, I say that in jest, but in fact, they've now instituted expatriate tax. In order to leave the country, you have to pay a tax. I think it's 20%. I'd have to look it up. I'm just coming off the top of my head.
20% of what?
Whatever you're taking with you out of the country.
I see.
Whatever you're expatriating with you.
And, of course, you can't take more than 10,000 out of the country.
If you want to call this a free country, and I haven't heard anybody call it that in a long time, maybe it's just the circles I travel in, but you shouldn't have to pay to leave. If you're free to leave, then you don't have to pay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not free to leave, then you have to pay some kind of some kind of exit tax.
Well, people are
remember, Roman slaves could buy their own freedom.
People are always saying, if you don't like it, leave, right? But what if you can't afford to leave?
I don't know.
1-800-259-9231, and I don't like it, but I don't want to leave. So what about that? I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I want to get together with other like-minded people, people that appreciate the idea that the federal government and the other governments, the state governments, are criminal gangs. They're just the most successful gang. They're the gang that flies flags in front of their offices.
Yeah.
They're so proud of their criminal activities, they do it right in your face.
You know, it's not that I don't think that I think the federal government is a gang of criminals, but I think that the Canadian government's a gang of criminals too.
Right,
I think
so why would I want to move there?
All governments are the same thing.
I would like to move somewhere where there's not a criminal gang around that is, taking my money and forcing me to be obedient to them.
Yeah, that's the thing is the frontiers are gone from this world. If you truly want to be free, you have to live out in the ocean on a sailboat, I guess. And I don't know how you're going to work and make a living out there.
Steve is on the line listening in Virginia. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Good evening. Steve in Virginia. Hello.
Great subject, guys.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, just making sure. Basically, I was wondering about the alternative currency legislation that was proposed in several states, most recently passed in Utah, and your guys' opinion of how that relates to this. That's obviously a reaction to the irresponsible fiscal policy that's going on now by the state governments. And, what is your guys' how does that relate to this, and are we seeing basically states bucking the federal government? Then I wanted to comment about my own personal experience buying silver over the past 3 years now.
Well, it's an interesting question. I don't think the Utah thing has passed the governor yet, so I don't think it's completely done, but I believe it did pass the House. I'm not entirely certain on what the current status of that is, but if indeed a state is able to implement some sort of gold and silver,
alternative currency?
Yeah, alternative
state currency.
State currency. They're talking about accepting gold and silver for payments in various different state functions. If they're able to do that, then I think that's great. I have no problem with the gangs fighting against one another. I think that that's good. As long as they're fighting each other, they're not spending as much time oppressing us. So any amount of state governments getting involved in gold and silver, I support it. Obviously, ideally, getting the government out of money would be the best situation, and having the marketplace provide alternative currencies would be the way to go. But I can't say I think it's a bad idea. I think it's great.
Well, do you understand that this is constitutional?
Yep.
And it's not a paper printing scheme. It's actually minting of actual coinage with intrinsic value. But the other question, or the other thing, was as far as the situation with the, coin. I'm drawing a blank on what I was going
to
say, guys.
Well, I would like to point this out. The state governments can issue gold and silver as currency according to the Constitution. But I don't trust governments and their use of money at all. When it comes to gold and silver, they can, allow fractional reserve banking and all kinds of nasty little tricks that they and their rich cronies can get away with and make a bunch of money. That's what I don't trust when it comes to governments and currency.
Steve, if you think of your question, call us again another night. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily, and we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site, the last week's worth, and then you click into the archives section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. Free archives for you over at freetalklive.com.
We're talking about gold and silver here for the last hour and 15 minutes. And, you know, you might have been thinking to yourself, maybe I should get some of this gold and silver. It's been going up, up, up over the last, I don't know, couple of years. Silver, I think, is nearly at its all-time high. Gold is at its all-time high. But when you adjust them for inflation, they're nowhere near their peaks. if you want to get gold and silver coins, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. I picked some right there that you can take a look at. They're easy to look at and comparison shop at the other places, because I think that a lot of those gold purveyors out there, they might be, you know, taking advantage of people who don't know the rules. I don't know. That's how I felt when I was comparison shopping previously. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Take a look what we've got there. There's a telephone number if you want to call, and they even have a layaway plan. So if you don't have all the money to make the purchase right now, you can put some away at spot and pay weekly or biweekly, whatever it is, at the price that they have it today. That it's not at necessarily at spot. But go to gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You can take control here. Bring up anything you'd like. Nick is listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Nick. Nick in Myrtle Beach.
Man, hey. I was just kind of curious, is this the end of the line for him, or will he be able to appeal, you know, these charges? I mean, I totally agree with what you all said, you know, as far as using the analogy, this is no different than, you know, some guy bartering to do lawn work or to do anything as far as that than being called a terrorist. I was just curious. Is this the end of the line for him, or can
question
he
appeal is in regards to our first hour's guest, Bernard von Notthaus, the founder, the creator, the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar, who's facing 25 years in federal prison after being convicted by a jury of his so-called peers on counterfeiting charges and essentially threatening the legitimacy of the federal government. Can he appeal? I'm sure he can.
Well, yeah, but an appeal is only going to look at what was done wrong by the court or the prosecution in his case. And the fact is, the defense attorneys and Bernard himself thought they were going to win when the jury went out and deliberated. They came back in less than an hour and found him guilty. So it's a quote-unquote jury of your peers. And I'm sorry, my experience is juries are ignorance times 12.
Hey, thank you all for your time, man. Y'all have a happy Easter.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And who knows what he's spending in legal fees as far as attorneys
are
concerned.
Yeah, who can afford all that stuff?
Every appeal costs more money. And, of course, the federal government can afford it because, well,
money they're spending.
Right. They can just spend and spend and spend and spend and spend to continue to chase it up the chain all the way to the Supreme Court. And I guess it would have been a good question for Bernard, but he's not with us right now. But maybe next time we bring him on.
I don't think so.
You don't think he would do it?
I don't think he can. I don't think there's anything to appeal.
Yeah.
To appeal, you have to have something has to have gone wrong.
A question on law, right?
Yeah, there's a question on law. He got his, whatever you want to call it, whether it was a miscarriage of justice or not, he got his fair trial, and he was found guilty. There's not much you can do with that. You can file an appeal. A lawyer would love to charge you $5,000 to file an appeal.
Mm-hmm.
But where's it go?
Let's talk to Charlie, listening to WGMD FM in Delaware. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Years ago, I was a member of Bernard's organization, NORFED.
Mm-hmm.
The National Organization for the Repeal of the Federal Reserve, and I had a redemption center. And I will tell you this, with the redemption center, and Bernard Norfed made it perfectly crystal clear to us that we were not to basically represent this replacement currency to the merchants as anything that's legal tender,
mm-hmm.
or anything sponsored by the United States, you know, government. I mean, they made that like the number one priority.
Yep, they did.
Okay, and they trained all of us to make sure we didn't do that. If a mom and pop would accept it, great. And we were, you know, it was a grassroots movement. And, you know, I still have a lot of the currency, and on the currency, basically, we're supposed to be able to mail it back and get it redeemed for the actual silver pieces. Okay, so I still got a lot of that. I still have a lot of the actual silver coins, you know, the $10 pieces, the $1 piece, which sort of looks like a dime, mm-hmm. but they were completely above board. And I will tell you this, it was an education that I got from that organization in fiat currency and the Federal Reserve. And there was two pieces. One was there was a book that they sent with the whole kit called Economic Solutions by the Reverend Peter Kershaw. That's something, if you've never looked at it, it's like a little pamphlet. It is, It's highly entertaining, but it's highly educational at the same time. It talks about our banking system and our founding fathers and what the intention was and everything. Very informative. And then there was, of course, The Creature from Jekyll Island by Thomas Griffith. Okay, they don't want people like us to be educated to where we, you know, teach others. And I mean, if you look at history, people that are good educators or something, they've always been, in history, they've always been ridiculed. You know, because the powers that be want to sort of, like, keep us down and keep us...
Sure they do.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous that that they did this to him because, like I said at the very beginning of this, he made sure, crystal clear, that we did not represent this as legal tenancy.
That's
the
last thing that he wanted, not just because of whatever the fears were from retaliation by the federal government, but because the purpose of the Liberty Dollar was to open people's minds to a world of...
It was an educational tool.
Right.
Absolutely.
To open people's minds to the world of doing business and transacting in something besides the federal government's fiat currency, to learn, to have Americans learn what the difference between fiat currency and real value-backed money it was. And for me, I agree with you, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. For me, it was the Liberty Dollar and their educational materials that really helped bring me on board with the ideas of you know, moving away from the Federal Reserve note and what value-backed currency is really all about.
Yeah, I learned a lot through their book, too, the same educational materials he was talking about.
So, again, the whole point of the Liberty Dollar was to open people's minds, to show them something, to get them thinking about maybe they didn't even know. Like, younger people probably have no idea that the U.S. federal government's money actually at one time did have silver behind it. At one time, many, many decades ago, they actually had $1 bills that said silver certificate at the top. Where it says Federal Reserve note now, it said silver certificate. You were supposed to be able to take that into the Federal Reserve banks and, you know, cash in for silver.
Right. Ask anyone, young people or anyone, ask them what a dollar is backed up by.
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, they don't even know. You know, they just
take it for granted.
Yeah, when Nixon took the last metal backing away from the Federal Reserve note in the, I think it was 1970-69 thereabouts, it's lost almost 90% of its value since then. People, take a look at how
ain't
much
going back up.
Gasoline was then and how much it is now. Take a look at how much houses were then and how much they are now. Take a look at how much bread was then and how much they are now. The fact is, the United States Federal Reserve note is becoming less and less valuable. You have to ask yourself, where's that value going? Getting it?
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You don't have to talk about money. You can bring up anything you'd like. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Once again, that number for you, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009, or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVisionVictory, ELYN, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you, including the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. Our chat room is built into the same page, so go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that stuff for free. Again, cam.freetalklive.com is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They even have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. We'll talk to Peter, listening to WKVT in Brattleboro, Vermont. Hello, Peter. Peter, in Brattleboro, going once.
Hi.
Hey, Peter.
You made some comment about an attorney general very briefly came up in the conversation. Now, occasionally, attorney generals will be overzealous. But I have to say that five attorney generals from five states sued Entergy Nuclear, and I'm very glad that somebody was able to do it.
Regarding what?
Because they're major polluters. You know, they produce. Well, there's the Vermont Yankee plant here in Brattleboro, well, in Vernon, and. One of the things they sued was this is a major utility. They have 10 nuclear power plants, and most of them were bought at rock bottom dollar, and they are the old Mark I BWRs. that are happen to be the same, a similar design of the thing that broke down in Fukushima, the meltdown of Fukushima 3.
That much is true.
And
so,
anyway,
so what are you saying, that we need attorneys general?
What I'm saying is that they are supposed to represent the people, and occasionally they do that very well.
Occasionally, I will say that they may very well do that. And, you know, but what do they say about a broken clock? It strikes twice, you know, right twice a day.
Well, no, they're actually a little bit better than that. I think it's actually the other way around. Occasionally they're overzealous, like with this guy with his, you know, I mean, those were people who had nothing else to do that jumped down this guy's throat with his...
How about this lady here who had the SWAT team called on her because she didn't want to give her kid... she didn't want to give her kid medications.
Was that an attorney general?
It's not an attorney general. They're all part of the same judicial system.
The attorney general is the top cop. They're the top police... agent, essentially, in any given area. We're talking about whether you're talking about Vermont or whatever state or the federal government. They are essentially the top cop. And so anything that goes on is going on underneath them. Any amount of oppression, any amount of...
Anything a cop does wrong, they can go after the cops.
But they don't.
But they don't.
And any amount of oppression, the 1.5 million Americans that are arrested every single year for simple things like possessing a plant in their pocket or possessing a chemical, the attorney's genital are the ones that are responsible
for
that.
I'm not going to thank the state for giving an energy company like Entergy, which admittedly does that. Wait, I'm not going to thank them for giving them the right to run and then going after them when they break rules.
You mean the monopoly, Mark? The monopoly on energy?
They give them the monopoly, and then when they break the rules, they go after them. I'm not going to thank the state for that.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather have the energy that is provided to us provided in an open marketplace where anybody can get into the game rather than just one person or one agency that is approved by whatever government agencies are overseeing things? That way we could actually have real competition and different types of energy sources rather than just the one-size-fits-all solution?
That's certainly something to consider. That's something to think about.
I appreciate you being willing to consider it, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It bears repeating. In most areas of this country, now there are a few exceptions, but in most areas, if you want power, you go through the one choice that you are given, the one choice you're granted by your masters in government. They've given the power monopoly to fill in the blank. There are different power companies that, you know, fill in that blank throughout the country. But in most places, there are not two power companies from which you can choose.
If you wanted to open up your own power company and, say, put a bunch of solar grids on your property and then pump that out to everybody else and maybe make a little profit so that you could put more solar grids so that you could pump it out to more people, well, first you'd have to go through the licensing of the zoning process so that you could even put solar panels, because everybody in your town wants to make sure they know what's going on your land, because they own you and they own your land. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to tell you what to do with it. Once you did get those solar panels put up, then you have to ask the government whether you can put stuff on the poles that's on their land. And they're going to say, oh, no, we've got a monopoly there that we've already got a power company. No, thanks.
We don't need more than one power company.
Who could possibly use more than one power company? What do we need competition in this area for?
Yeah.
So then you'd have to try to, I don't know, buy a segment of land along next to the poles, put up your own poles. It's impossible to compete because the government gives its little crony friends the license to have a monopoly.
And then you get a situation where you get a life-threatening, perhaps natural disaster. It was a year ago, Mark, just over a year ago, last winter, up here in New Hampshire, there was a horrible ice storm that took out power to, what, hundreds of thousands of homes? I'm not even sure. It was a lot.
A lot.
A lot of people were affected. And, of course, some people were living out away from urban centers, and they were certainly affected.
In New Hampshire, really?
Because... The power companies are focusing on what they consider important, and that is restoring power to the rich neighborhoods first, and then to the city areas first. And if you're freezing to death out in your house out in the middle of the woods, well, hey, too bad. We'll get to you when we get to you.
You know, and I'm not saying that in a more free marketplace you wouldn't see problems with electrical delivery, but if you have competition, businesses try harder for your business.
Right. If they know that you could switch companies and go to a different company, they're going to be a little more interested in providing you with good customer service.
Everybody knows that monopolies are bad.
Right. If they know that you could go to another company, they might actually put some research and development dollars into more reliable methods to transmit power, as opposed to these dangling lines that are lining the streets, running up on these poles up in the air. How about underground lines? How about something that's a little more insulated from, like, ice forming and trees crashing into them?
The way it is now, we have to, the government, they create a monopoly, and then they try to give tax incentives to you to put up solar and wind or whatever it is. And, at this point, these are, they're relatively unproven. They don't have, and some people say that, they don't deliver the power, enough power to pay for themselves over the lifetime or whatever. I don't know. It's difficult for me to know. I can see the advantage to being off the grid, but if you had a marketplace, people would be trying harder and be coming up with different delivery systems. You would have a situation where some company would say, we have only green energy. All our energy comes from hydro, air, and solar. And people who care about that stuff would definitely be on board. Other people wouldn't. It's true. If power companies pollute and they pollute your land, you have a rightful claim against that. Now, with public property, when energy goes and dumps a bunch of water with poisons in it into the Connecticut River, well, we have to go to the state to beg them to do something about it. If that was your section of river, you could sue their pants off of them.
Right, and the caller's original point was that these attorneys general were going after this nuclear company because they were ostensibly polluting. And I don't know much about the story, but why don't the attorneys general go after the U.S. military? They're pretty big polluters.
Yes, they're the biggest polluter in the world.
Bigger than any of the top four, I think, corporate polluters combined. The U.S. military is a huge polluter.
You want the government to protect us from pollution when the government is the largest polluter.
That makes sense.
That's not going to work. So you can take control here of these airwaves at 800-259-9231, and you can join us, of course, on our website at freetalklive.com. You may bring up anything you want. That is the point of this program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231. More moments, your thoughts about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231, and we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we take $3 a month in from you and via any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We take that $3 in, and then we reinvest it into the show. We use it to market the show to new radio stations. We've got 95 great stations from coast to coast now. And I would say that, you know, the super majority of those 95 are on board because we were able to use the Free Talk Live AMP program to effectively market to those folks. The reason we're on XM now is because of the Free Talk Live AMP program, because the AMP dollars send us to talk radio conventions once or twice a year. We'll go. In fact, we've got one coming up here, Mark, in just about a month or so. At the very beginning of June, we're going to be going to New York City, where the Talkers New Media Seminar will be taking place, and that's always a very good event for Free Talk
Live. Yeah.
And it's the Free Talk Live amplifiers that essentially pay our way on those trips. And thanks for making it possible. If you're not yet a Free Talk Live, Free Talk Live amplifier, you could be one. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP podcast. Go and get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a difference, and thank you.
Yeah, there are all kinds of perks for the Amplifier program. It's a great program. But if you want to get Liberty Sayings for the back of your car in a bumper sticker form so that you can let your voice be heard to tens of thousands of people out there on the road, you could do it at libertystickers.com. Let me give you some examples of some of the stickers that I've gone. They've got hundreds and hundreds of Liberty Sayings. Hundreds. I mean, there's probably several thousand, actually. I don't know exactly how many. Here's one. Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined. That's nice. A pretty witty one. Don't steal. The government hates competition. Gun-free safe zones. Providing helpless targets for mass murderers since 1991. You can get all these and many, many more.
Make your own, too. They can custom do bumper stickers.
They sure can. LibertyStickers.com.
They do ours, as a matter of fact. When you go to promote.freetalklive.com, there's instructions there as to how you can get yourself a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. That's coming from Liberty Stickers.
I mean, LibertyStickers.com.
Yeah, it's great stuff. So 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to David listening in Bayside, California to KGOE. Hello, David.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey. Gentlemen, it strikes me curious that we have a government that's in a position to be holding others criminally accountable. We have right now a government that invades other countries that did nothing to us, and they do it just because there's big profits in them,
that's right.
It for them. That's the government we have right now. They're going to hold somebody accountable for making a collectible coins. I'm at a loss to understand it. This is a government that rigged elections, and it's one crime after another is what I'm seeing. They never run away with it.
You're right. There's always something new.
They need
new.
Revenue, man.
There's always some new crime. And the reason they went after Bernard von Notthaus was because he was successful at creating an alternative currency. You can start your own alternative currency right now in your basement, and the government's not going to give a damn about it. But once it becomes as big as the Liberty Dollar with millions and millions of dollars in circulation, then they really take notice because they're a bunch of thieves, and they want to come in, swoop in, and take several million dollars worth of gold and silver, and that's what they did. Are you still there? Did we lose his call? I think we did.
I heard a weird click noise.
He's gone. All right, let's continue here with your phone calls. But it's frustrating and confusing. I mean, for somebody that hasn't been paying close attention, as we've been, to the government's activities, beyond the obvious stuff of what, like warmongering, that stuff's pretty hard to ignore. But
war is the health of the state.
Right. There's a lot of stuff beyond the big, big stuff that's going on that is just as tyrannical and just as awful, and it's just... it's horrifying. Yet people will look at these stories and they'll tell themselves a little tale. They'll say, if I'm just a good little boy and I pay my taxes and the government will leave me alone, if I just follow all the regulations they put on me and do everything it is that they tell me, cross all my T's and dot my I's, everything will be okay. I don't have to worry about what these government goons are doing to all these other innocent people, these peaceful people that I see around the country, like this woman.
And around the world.
And around the world, like the woman that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet, but had her home raided because she's a homeschooler or something like that.
Yeah, it has to do with vaccines and that kind of thing, too.
Either way, but going after peaceful people who haven't harmed anybody else, I mean, that's what their bailiwick is. They go after people because they know that you're not going to fight back. They know that you're just going to bow down and kiss the boot to make it go away. For the most part, most people will do that. Maybe you're not one of them, but they know that the supermajority of people are just going to do whatever it takes to make it go away. Take the plea bargain.
Right, and everybody knows that monopolies provide bad customer service. The government is a monopoly. Oh, okay, you can go every year and you can, or every 4 years or whatever, or 2 years, and vote for a new, organization, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats. But who would want to be, I mean, that's essentially a cartel, right? Mm-hmm. When you have two or three or four businesses that control the whole marketplace, and they collude amongst each other in order to increase their control and their level of power, that's a cartel. That's what we've got in this country.
We're the freest country in the whole world!
Yeah. And it's not the freest country in the whole world. There's all kinds of lists.
That's just a myth.
Yeah. It was at one point. But that's been squandered. The American people have allowed that to go by the wayside.
Yeah, and that's the most important point, Mark, is that it's the American people, you and I, we're the ones who are at fault for this. Yeah, it's easy to blame the politicians. It's easy to blame the federal government or the state government. They certainly do horrible things, no doubt. But we put up with it. Doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, sure, they're killing people over in the other countries around the world. You're still paying taxes, though, aren't you?
Well, I think the first step is just acknowledging what it is that is going on. So many people won't even acknowledge it. And they spend all their time making excuses for what our masters in Washington, D.C., whether good or bad or whatever, are doing.
Well, if we just elect the right monopolists, then the monopoly will run better.
If we could just get the Democrats in. Oh, wait, we had 2 years of the Democrats completely in power here just recently. Oh, if we just get the Republicans. Oh, we had 6 years of the Republicans in here just recently. Well, if we just send in Tea Party. Oh, we just had the Tea Party go in, and they voted in unanimously to increase the war effort. Looks like they're just Republicans. Oh, well, but... there is no buts left. There's no buts left, people. It's not salvageable.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Solomon, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hello, Solomon.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes, sir. I would like to talk about this assault team that we call the police that have went from protecting and serving to harassing and murdering people where they feel as though they have to use such excessive force that they're firing over 20 shots at teenagers, 19-year-olds. 40 or 50 shots, rounds they're firing at these young kids now.
I don't know the specific circumstance you're talking about, Solomon, but it does seem to me that that law enforcement in this country has moved more and more towards escalation rather than de-escalation when it comes to dealing with the public.
They're almost acting like they're mercenaries.
Well, they're paid to use force to do the government's bidding. What would you call them?
That's what I would call them. And with the terrorists, the patriots have certain things going on. When they start labeling them people as terrorists, I can only imagine what's coming next.
Yeah, it's a real scary world out there, what is coming down the pipe. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Maybe he's talking about the top story right now over at freetalklive.com, Mark. Of course, our website allows our listeners to submit different items from across the internet and then vote on the ones that they like the best. The most voted up right now, police fire off 33 rounds to kill puppy. Bullets hit houses, cars. Neighbors are seeking an apology from Camden police after a Friday night incident in which they say a dog was shot by officers who were carelessly firing on a street crowded with children. Surely there must have been a really good reason for them to be shooting at that dog.
we gotta take out that dog.
I mean, it's just,
I mean, really? Like, I mean, what do they have to fire at a dog for? If it was going to bite them, you'd think it would be within, say,
fighting distance?
6 feet?
Yeah.
Look at that dog's getting away. Get him. I think he's got cocaine shoved in his rectum. Quick, he's a fleeing felon.
If you go outside and you shoot a gun, at just target practice, in most places in this country, the police will come and arrest you for it. But the cops can just go out in the street in Camden, I believe it's New Jersey, just go out in the street and just start popping off rounds and, hey, let's target practice with that dog over there and nothing will happen to him.
Hitting all kinds of different things.
They're totally immune from any kind of lawsuit or anything like that. In fact, I had another story in my show prep from last night where a judge actually said this. Police departments are not legal entities capable of being sued.
Can't sue a police department, sorry.
Yep, 1-800, which means that they can do whatever the flip they want to do. 1-800-259-9231, and you'll keep paying for it too, won't you? Because you're scared. 1-800-259-9231.
We're all scary folks.
They are scary people. But they're our servants, too, right? Hour 3's next. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.